Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, has said that 1 in 8 degrees are Mickey Mouse degrees and they'll be shut down. And he said he's going to use the money saved from fewer tuition fees to fund extra apprenticeships. Is it a good idea? Or is it pure snobbery? Niamh is with us on the line today. Niamh, I believe you lecture in puppeteering. Do you see the value in having a variety, a wide variety of degrees?
I do. I think what they need to focus on is giving people an education rather than channeling people towards specific jobs. I do think there's a virtue in apprenticeships as well, though, I have to say. It suits different kinds of brains, you know. But certainly they shouldn't be focusing just on employment in universities and college situations. They should be focusing on educating people so that they can be problem solvers, so they can be creative, so they have a lot of knowledge, and then they will create their own employment afterwards, you know.
For a lot of people, Niamh, and like I know this from my own experience, you know, like I suppose when you're in school, in secondary school, the focus is very much that you go to college or you go on to university or you do some form of a course. Often though, what you do initially, like your undergraduate course, like most of us tend to turn away from that unless you're heading into one of the kind of, you know, the professional occupations.
Yeah, I mean, I studied art and design, and then I later studied theatre. And it was only, you know, through the process of exploring all of that, that I found my own career. You know, young people don't necessarily know what it is they want or need to do. They have to find their way. And one of the ways they do that is through a broad general education. You know, growing their brains and exploring what's available.
Just explain what you do now, Niamh. What you teach.
Well, I'm a puppeteer, so I have my own theatre company, Pooka Puppets. And I also work in schools and in third level, doing short-term projects or lectures or residencies in puppet making, puppet performance, and sometimes story making, or sometimes the puppetry is just part of a different aim. You know, for example, we're doing a multi-sensory show at the moment, which is about helping adults and very young children play together, or helping children with special needs communicate through play.
But it was your background in arts and drama, isn't that what you did your undergraduate degree in?
Yeah,
I did an undergraduate in
art and design. So I was actually technically studying visual communication, but that was a lovely, broad, rich education that allowed me to be in a position to find my own career course, you know.
I wonder, you know, like, I mean, who decides what's a Mickey Mouse degree? I wonder what... I wonder what Rishi Sunak has his eye on, you know. Like I did an arts degree for my undergraduate in NUI Galway, and I would have spent most of my 3 years in Galway telling people that I'm not studying arts and crafts. Like that would have been the line that was sort of thrown at you, you know?
Yeah. I think people underestimate how valuable an arts education is to your thinking processes. You know, I really think that at the moment, colleges seem to be obsessed with are they, you know, making enough money as opposed to are they growing enough wonderful brains, you know.
Clement is on the line as well in Port Leash, Niamh. I believe you're in the real estate auctioneering business. You've started using apprenticeships now through your own business. How is that working out?
It couldn't work out any better. It's working out really well. It's working out really well for the industry. It's working well for the individuals that are going through it. I suppose it's important to remember that there's only one thing that you can't teach. You just can't teach experience. You just can't teach that. You can't bring somebody into a college setting and teach them experience. But I totally accept that thinking process and all of that, you know, can lead into a career and both careers can be linked, but I have a son who's done a degree in marketing, and it was about as useful to him as a handbrake on a canoe, really, by the time he got into the real world and discovered that he wants to do master's, and he's gone to do that in project management and construction studies. So, you know, young people's minds change and their wherewithal change, but the degree is no burden. And
sure,
I think
it's no
very
harm.
Disrespectful to call it, no, but it's very disrespectful to call it, you know, Mickey Mouse degrees or anything like that. You know, you have a bit of silver spoonism going on there, in my opinion. You know, this guy, you know, never needs most, you know. You need to get an education. You need to get a degree, nearly like the equivalent of a Leaving Cert now. But I've had experience with, we'll say, people in our own industry that have come out with a degree and come out with a degree in property economics or something like that. But it's no real advantage to them in the real world, because they've got to get out and get the experience, and that's the advantage of the apprenticeship.
Do you think over the years, though, and we've had this discussion many, many times, Clement, on the show before, like, there is a kind of a snobby attitude, isn't there, here, towards apprenticeships? Like, we were sort of slow to get on board, and I know we have made a lot of progress in the last decade, but we were slow to do it.
In the last 5 or 6 years, I think Simon Harris, in fairness to him, 5 or 6 years ago, he did champion it and roll it out, and it is a success and it is working fine. There is a wee bit of snobbery in it, but if somebody came along to me and said, I'm just after finishing my apprenticeship, I did 2 years with Savills, or I did 2 years with Sherry Fitz, or I've done 2 years with, you know, Heffernan's in Tullamore, or, you know, they had completed their apprenticeship, and it was somebody came in there with a property degree, like, I wouldn't bat an eyelid. I know which one I'd pick. The person that's done the apprenticeship would have experience. They'd know what they're doing.
Yeah.
The person with a degree would theoretically maybe be a little bit stronger, but they mightn't understand how to handle themselves, and they mightn't understand how to, you know, engage in a sales process. They mightn't understand the do's and don'ts, because you can't learn that in the university. The experience is the only thing.
That's what you need.
That's what you need.
Yeah, listener here got in touch. You don't need a degree in most things in life. You'd actually be better off to do an apprenticeship, even in the likes of nursing as well. Bring back the learning on the job way of doing things. Sharia Irfan is a DCU student and the president of the Irish Second Level Students Union. What was your reaction to these comments about cutting 1/8 of Mickey Mouse degrees?
I mean, look, as a politician, Mr. Sunak should really know the importance of having experts readily available in geography, social policy, or even history or political science. Attacking degrees is simply not acceptable, because we need those educated in the classroom and those trained in the field, but they should never be put in competition with one another. Because when you think about it, ultimately, education is not a product, students are not customers, and the lecturers are not tools. Education exists for the purpose of humanity, not for the economy, and we tend to forget that a little bit. Even when you look here, arts degrees have been essential in protecting language and culture here in Ireland as well. And I'd like to think personally that Ireland is a country of saints and scholars, and we would want to protect arts as it protects our heritage. But the fact of the matter here is that the UK is in the middle of an election cycle. Statements like these have no basis. They're there to get a reaction. They're there to get votes. And we need to keep that in mind when having this discussion.
He has accused the universities, not all of them, some of the universities in the UK, of basically selling students a false dream. You know, you can have a degree now in anything. Everyone can have one. Is there anything wrong with giving people a false dream?
Look, the fact of the matter here again is it's an election year. Statements like these are there to get a reaction out of people. We in the ISSC obviously welcome apprenticeships. They've been a fantastic thing in Ireland and similarly in the UK as well. The Prime Minister of the UK or anyone does not have a right to tell anyone else what to study and what not to study in universities. Students and individuals have a right to choose that on their own, and they should be given the choice. And quite frankly, describing them as Mickey Mouse degrees is quite defamatory, and it is incredibly classist.
Yeah, massive snobbery with apprenticeships in Ireland, says this texter. It's very unfortunate, really. There's a huge focus on apprenticeships in other EU countries. This texter, though, believes that every Tom, Dick and Harry in Ireland has a degree now, and they've lost absolutely all meaning. Jenna's with us on the line in Galway. I believe you've just finished college. So what do you make of this description of Mickey Mouse degrees?
Yeah, I would also agree in thinking it is a bit derogatory and unfair. Because going to college say when you're 18 and picking a course, you don't know what you want to do. So I did general science for my undergrad. And then I discovered through that course, actually, like, oh, I'd like to go into climate change. So I just finished a master's in climate change. But then through this master's, I discovered, oh, I'd like to go into food policy, which I wouldn't have known prior to this degree.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but also I think it's a really good experience to go to college anyway, even if you don't end up using your degree or going down different paths. It's a really eye-opening place, and you meet a lot of diverse people and you kind of begin to think critically. So I think if you can go to college, it's great. And also like being part of Students Union, kind of learning how organizations work, or learning like leadership skills, like college, like the University of Galway did great workshops for, say, how to improve your CV or interview tips. I think, well, do study what your passion is, and if you can go to college, go, and if you want to go, and if it's something that you ended up not liking, at least you gave it a go and you can find another path.
But often the undergraduate degree, like even maybe with the likes of general science, or I know myself from a denominated arts degree, like it opens other doors that you might never have thought of until you were in college and studying a particular subject.
Definitely. Yeah, because I wanted to do, for example, microbiology, but I didn't get enough great or good enough grades because it was a competitive course. So I was put into a course called Plant and Agri Biosciences, and I fell in love with that with that course or that pathway. And that was in my third year of college. So I didn't know. I was, as I said, 18. I still am figuring out what I want to do. I'm 25 now.
I'm a great advocate for studying an arts degree, for, you know, in terms of the broad range of subjects and topics that you get to do. I wouldn't be sitting here today, actually, had I have followed the path I thought I was going to do and try and do a backdoor into law. I would never, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here in studio in News Talk. So it was a chance discussion, you know, at the end of third year in college has led me here. But I would say that my story is reflective of so many others who are in doing the likes of a very general course and end up taking an entirely different route. What about you, Mike? I believe you, we've got Mike on the line with us as well. Is Mike in Kildare? Mike, I believe your son is currently doing an apprentice. Is Mike with us? No, we'll try and come back to Mike maybe in a moment. There is a listener with me on the line. No, sorry, it's a text. Niamh, are you still there? You can hear me okay. You can.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've no doubt, like, you know, I'm half debating even whether to read this to you or not, but quite a few messages in similar tone to this texter who believes sending kids in to do art is a complete waste of time. If they don't know what they want to do, they should go to do work experience in a couple of places and then go on to do a college course when they decide. Like, as somebody who has made a career out of the arts industry, I presume you have an issue with that.
Well, I mean, as I say, my art artistic career taught me how to think for myself, how to research, how to problem solve, and I ended up building a career out of it. I think it's very good for the brain to think for yourself, for example, and the arts is all about that. But I wouldn't be averse to people doing apprenticeships either. You know, some people have approached me and said they'd like to take an apprenticeship with me. I think it suits different people to follow their education in different ways, and both options should be available and funded and respected, you know. But certainly people who say the arts is Mickey Mouse, they actually don't know what the arts is about, is what's going on there.
Do you
a degree in it themselves.
Yeah. do you think, Clement, that, like, I know the kind of the real estate business was one of the more recent sectors, wasn't it, to benefit from an apprenticeship programme?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one through for accountancy as well, is there not? If I'm
well, if you say put your mind back to when I started in this business about 15 years ago, we'd go up to court and just say to the judge, "Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I've read that rule. Yeah, okay, there's your license. Pay in your few bob into buy a bond into the High Court for £10,000, and there's your license, and off you go." There was no qualification. There was no drill down. There was no exam. There was nothing really, you know, and I'm speaking against myself in this regard, but, you know, there was no formal training. now there is. There's the Property Services Regulatory Authority that looks at these qualifications and decides, yeah, this person is worthy of an A, B, C, D license. So that has to be good for the industry, and it has to be good for the consumer all around. And the fact that we take in apprentices means that it's, you know, they can go to college if they like, but just have to look and see themselves, you know, who's the most employable. The one point, and I think it's very valid, and most people have made it already, that it's hard to beat a bit of experience, a bit of work experience, because it's hard to know when you're 18 or 19 what you're going to do.
Absolutely. I think you could very easily have an apprenticeship program for journalism as well. I know the colleges won't like me saying that, but, you know.
I found that with our apprentices that were more mature, older, and they knew better what they wanted to do and where their career was going. It's always an advantage, I think. And I actually had a guy come to me when he was going to do his apprentice, and I said, I want you to come in July. And he said, it doesn't start till September. I says, I want you to come in July and just try a few weeks. And you know how long he lasted? One day.
Right.
had this image, you know, that
his eyes were open.
With their elbow out the window, and it's not hard work. And he went, is that every day? And I'm going, that is every day.
Yeah, well, that's, there you go.
Every day.
Brian,
it's not easy.
Brian is on the line too. Brian, why did you get in touch?
Hello, yeah.
You got in contact. You've been listening to the chat.
Yeah, well, I just listened to what Rishi Sunak was saying. Universities, the very word university means universal. They were never meant as trade schools. The polytechnics were trade schools, right? So if you're imagining a university degree is a ticket to employment, it never was meant to be that. It's basically to give an overall education to a young person to prepare them for life, to make them, to increase their critical thinking, you know. And I think myself that, you know, to be imagining that universities are some sort of a polytechnics, is totally misunderstanding what universities actually are.
I think his point is that there's too many courses, too many broad offerings, subjects out there, you know, that really don't lead.
Well, I'll tell you now, to be honest with you, my degrees are in politics and history, right? Now, they would be high on his target list. Maybe not politics, but definitely history. And the trouble about dumbing down history is that if we don't learn from the past, we're destined to repeat it. And this has shown itself very, very obviously with Donald Trump in America, who's following playbooks that have been used in Europe before to con people, and the people are falling for it again. You know, so one of the things of history is it's a kind of a safety valve, if you like. So I think that's usually what they have on their slides. It's geography, history, and possibly art subjects, right? They're the three. You know, usual suspects. And I think myself, like, they're very, very wrong in trying to manage, you know, what people learn and what they don't. You know, universities are universal.
Yeah, there's been a lot of reaction all right to this, Brian, today. A lot of your guests are saying they learned how to research and think critically in college. Do they not think that everybody else who didn't go to college possesses those very same skills? They are basic life skills that anybody can learn. You don't need college or a university degree to learn them. Jer makes the point that degree courses for 4 years are just too long. Master's degrees are now the norm, mainly not even needed for employment. We need skills for trades. Mickey Mouse degrees are endless in Ireland. We have it all wrong. Reduce the study time, get rid of the worthless transition year, and get the young people into work. Stop newly qualified nurses and doctors leaving the country after qualification for 3 years. Let's get serious. We're going downhill rapidly before our eyes, and we can't see it, according to Jer. And another one, this texter says, sometimes the people with the apprenticeship, they usually earn more money than somebody with an arts degree. Just look at your local plumber, electrician versus the nurse and teacher.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.